He looks like Julius Caesar.
He does.
He does.
That's all you get.
Hello and happy Halloween from Guides the Unknown. I'm Kristen.
And I'm her little brother, William.
And we just thought that we would do a pop-in and say hi to everybody on one of the most exciting days of the year for people who like scary stuff.
One of the most powerful days on the entire goddamn calendar.
Oh, absolutely.
That veil.
Oh, so thin.
It's like a wafer.
It's nothing at this point.
The living and the dead have grown closer, everybody. So happy, happy, happy Halloween. We hope you're having a good day. We hope you survived Mischief Night.
Oh, yeah, or Goosey Night, depending on where you are. Or Gum Gum Night.
Gum Gum Night, as Kristen coined the other day, and I can't stop goddamn saying.
I know, it's so funny.
Can't stop saying Gum Gum Night. So yeah, there's going to be a little, I don't know, just a chill hello.
A chill chat.
Yeah, a chill chat with mm-hmm. two chill chums.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you about a couple of quick things.
Okay.
So, last night, Kristen and I each did like mm-hmm. a Halloween activity.
Yeah.
And not that we held off sharing it with each other or anything, but I didn't ask you questions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Last night about
what
you did.
I didn't ask you either.
Yeah.
Frankly, I didn't care.
Yeah, that's fine. That's acceptable.
No, I'm kidding.
I don't care about my life. That's okay.
Yes, I do.
But so you went on a cemetery tour?
Yeah, uh-huh. My best friend Sarah and her husband Dan and I went to tour the Rahway Cemetery.
Okay.
And it was really cool. There was like a little museum that was basically just like a preserved historical house that you just kind of meet at to get the tour started. And then afterward, you could go back and they had apple cider and they had little snacks and stuff. And you could walk throughout all the levels of the house.
At your own?
Yeah.
Like you, not a guided thing there. You just roam.
The cemetery tour was guided, but okay. They said you can just like go poke around. Because also kind of almost a museum, like in certain rooms of the house, there would be like, yeah, basically like a museum display that had like old pipes and plates and stuff that they used in the house. There was, I'm assuming, an original fireplace, and it had life-size replica people wearing clothes on either side of it.
What? That looked like mannequins?
Really, yeah, that looked like really old and weird.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I have a picture. Hold on.
Yeah. That's the mannequin thing is a hell of a choice.
Yeah, I know.
Because even not on Halloween, that would still be spooky.
Yes.
I would think.
I was trying to stand back far enough. I don't think I did the best job, but...
No, it's totally great. Yeah, send that to me. I'll drop it in the video version here.
I will. Oh, and Sarah and I were taking pictures in the mirrors hoping that...
A ghost would show up?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then that's a tomb in the cemetery, which I will tell you about.
Oliver's tomb.
So...
It just says Oliver at the top.
So the main event was walking through the cemetery with guides in, like, period costume.
Okay.
Holding lanterns. Who stopped at different graves or mausoleums or whatever and would tell you a story about what happened there. And it was a really cool, like, super duper old cemetery, gigantic spooky trees all over the place.
Perfect. Yeah.
It was, I believe, a full moon, if not approaching.
It was. It looked, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if it was literally a full moon, but it had all the appearances of a full moon last night.
All the trappings. However, humid. Did you notice this too?
Was it? It was. I definitely noticed that it was warm. I could have gone with a chillier vibe.
I had a sheen. There was a little bit of sweat happening, especially when we were in the house. It was like really stuffy and old.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We probably would have poked around longer, but Sarah and I were both like, ugh, it's hot.
Get me out of here. Yeah.
But so.
Can you imagine how stinky the past must have been? They didn't have deodorant.
No.
They couldn't get it.
They were probably rubbing like pine tree boughs under their armpits at first, like trying to figure something out, and it just wasn't happening.
Anything to try. Although you go nose blind.
That's
so
true.
If you're stinky enough for long enough, you don't even know.
Yeah.
So it was really whoever there, that must have been. Whenever like deodorant or like a soap really first came out,
it must have been windfall.
And people were like, oh my God, I didn't know how stinky everything was.
This is so much better.
So stinky.
And then we went too far and we're like, oh, you have to like wash and exfoliate and do all the stuff that's like not necessary. But they're always looking the almighty buck. They sell us problems that they have something to solve.
What we truly worship.
Uh-huh. The almighty dollar.
Move over, great pumpkin. Linus is actually worshiping George Washington's face. on some greenbacks.
I will say, Pigpen could do with a bit of worship. I do think we go overboard as a society in America, but Pig, you know, maybe a little something.
Yeah, Pigpen could do. Mm-hmm. How about a scrub?
Just a little, at least a quick rinse.
How about change your pants, pal?
Honestly, at a minimum.
Pigpen.
But, so, we noticed that, it's the smallest thing, but I thought it was fun. There were little, you know when people put, like, lights in a paper bag that, like, lines the driveway or whatever? Mm-hmm. There would be those at the points where, I guess, the tour guides need to stop and tell a story.
Smart.
So they would just, like, kind of keep an eye out. And I'm trying to think, some of the stories that stood out to me the most were, like, unsolved stories.
Yeah.
So the two that I remember the best were, they said that there was a man who was found, and it was also probably the way they told it. There was a man who was found dead, and he had a noose around his neck, and he was leaning against a tree.
Leaning against a tree.
Well, that's the thing. Like, well, his body was propped against a tree. And he had, I think they said that he had, like, frozen blood and gore in icicles, like, coming from him.
Oh, my
or
God.
Something. And so people at first were like, oh, case closed. He hung himself from the tree
right.
and then he fell. But then, oh, and he also had his hands like tied in front of him or something.
Oh,
like
well,
that.
That's,
yeah.
yeah.
Or something. And then other people were like, well, no. I mean, how did he get down? Why were his hands like that? Like, no way. And they never found out what the deal is there.
Yeah.
And then the other one, which I guess is a famous story I'd never heard before. There.
It's just funny. It's just funny because, like, I know we talk about this a lot, but it's like, in the past, I mean, not only was it stinky, but it's like the limited ability for them seemingly to really do, like, a good investigation.
Deduce.
Like, how could they think his hands were tied and they're like, hey, he probably did it to himself? It's just like, were we stupid?
Maybe. I wonder if there's
some police,
like,
you've just been like, this is impossible. I can't figure this out.
Right. And then somebody came along and they're like, well, wait, what about this?
Yeah.
It's not like they just looked at the fact that he was by a tree and had a noose around his neck and they were like, well, that's what happens when people kill themselves, so done. And then somebody was like, no, what that's about these issues?
That's what Ichabod Crane is all about in,
you're right.
in Tim Burton's Sleepy Hollow.
Mm-hmm.
Where they go like, when a body's found in the water, cause of death is drowning.
Yes.
And it's like, no, but you have to examine the body to figure things out. Like, he was a voice of science
yeah.
before science.
Mm-hmm.
That was a cool idea.
Yeah, it was. That movie's fully awesome.
Yeah, it is.
And then the other one that I didn't know about, and I want to read more about this, was that there was a woman who was found dead. I think her throat was slit. And is it true that some of her organs were missing? I think so. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But they couldn't figure out who she was. They did one of those freaky, like, things where they propped her up and they pinned her eyelids open to take her picture so that they could say, do you know who this woman is?
Postmortem photography. They basically, like, I don't know if you've ever seen, like, dolls.
Yes.
Where they, like, American Girl dolls. Like, they have, like, a little thing that could just, like, hold them in place. They did that with corpses to take their pictures.
I know. And they did this one specifically to see if anybody could tell them who this dead woman was. And nobody ever came forward and, like, claimed to have known her.
Wow.
And they had some kind of suspects of women who went missing.
Uh-huh.
But it, like, couldn't be confirmed or whatever. Now, here was a thing that was interesting. I've never heard it before. They ended up suspecting this guy named, like, Joseph Tumty.
Tumty. Some old bullshit name.
The T and it ends with an E.
We were stinky. We couldn't yeah. solve crimes.
And we had funny last names.
We had goofy names.
Yeah. So he was a
Terrence Goodfellow.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah, Goodfellow was a big one, I think. So he was a doctor, and they knew that he had access to, or he seemed to have a lot of organs and stuff to study, and nobody really knew where he got them.
Yeah.
And so they were like, I wonder if he did this. So they were going to question him, and when they did and they were getting close, he moved to England, right in the area of the Jack the Ripper killings.
Oh.
So he apparently is one of the people who others throw around that could have been Jack the Ripper.
And he had traveled,
mm-hmm.
taken his wicked ways with him.
Yes, exactly.
Interesting. So, and you said she had organs missing
yeah,
and stuff.
I believe so.
Which was a Jack the Ripper
yep.
kind of thing.
Yep.
Wow. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, it was really interesting. And then other stuff that was kind of like general to probably cemeteries all over the place, like talking about the way that they preserved bodies before burial, before they had refrigerators to mm-hmm. like put them in and stuff. They had like It was honestly awesome looking. There was like kind of like a mound, like a big hill in the middle. And there was, I guess, essentially a mausoleum kind of carved into it.
Yeah.
And so it was temperature controlled somewhat just by the hill covering it. So that's where they would put bodies before they're ready for burial, just to like keep them from decomposing as much.
Yeah.
And they had the unknown woman. And that's what her grave says. It says unknown woman. They had the unknown woman in there for a while. And at some point, I think in the future, like today or something, like somebody was like investigating in there or whatever. And they were trying to contact her and said, like, who were you, unknown woman? And they heard like Hannah Williamson, which was like one of, well, there were like a few, like, okay. I said, a few women who
a
it could have been.
Full on name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. And so they're like, so could it be? I mean, she was here. Maybe she was letting them know. And it was super fun.
That's really cool.
Time.
Yeah. Yeah. Was it fun and spooky? Did you get spooked out at all?
I didn't get spooked out. Just like, it was just fun.
Just fun vibes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I went to a live theater event outside. There's a little old, I think it's like a little historical town.
Mm-hmm.
So basically like a few, you know, 200-300-year-old buildings that are in the area. They moved, I don't know how you move buildings, but they did it. So they grouped all these old buildings into one teeny tiny place and basically made it like this, like, walking tour museum of old stuff from New Jersey.
Yeah, I think it's called, is it called East Jersey Old Town with an E?
I think that's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you can Google it and see it.
And this buddy of mine, Alex Dawson, he's a Rutgers professor and he's a writer, and he's, for the last couple of years, he's been doing shows there on Halloween. But he's, like, friends with a guy that, like, made the Iron Man mask.
Yeah, yeah.
And stuff. So he's got, like, all of this, like, experience and contacts in building props.
Mm-hmm.
So he told a story of somebody crash landing at East Jersey Old Town and essentially was there to fight the Thing. Like the John Carpenter Thing monster that's like shape-shifting and stuff. And so you show up and everyone's sitting around a fire waiting for the show to start. And there's an old spaceship-looking prop that's like crammed into the ground.
So awesome.
Which is enormous. Like it looks like a one-person spacecraft.
Cool.
Or something. It looked really cool. I'll put a picture in the video version. And then Alex pops out and he like regales the crowd.
Of a spacecraft?
Yes.
Really?
It was funny because I clocked him like way early. I saw him walk.
Saw a little eye.
I wondered if he was in the Thing from the moment I showed up. But then I saw him walk out of a building way in the distance and just slowly watch. Nobody's paying attention.
Yeah.
He took this long circuitous route to get to the spaceship to then climb into the back of it to appear.
That's awesome.
Which was great, but he did it so quietly that nobody's paying. Everyone's chatting with each other around this fire. But the entire time, I just watched him and waited.
Sneaking.
To see if anybody would like point and be like, there's a man.
There's a scary man.
But then he pops out and he's standing around the fire and talking to people. And it was funny because there were a lot of people, dozens of people for this show. And he, at one point, there was this little kid. He had to be like 8 years old. Mm-hmm. And he just kept talking. He kept like heckling. And part of the story, it's like very like a Terminator meets the thing where Alex Dawson's come back in time to protect a child.
Oh, nice.
Who will grow up to help a future war.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, in my time, you know what happened to that boy? And he turned to the kid who kept talking and shined the flashlight in his eyes. He went, the boy died. Just shined the light on the kid's face. And the kid...
What did the parents do?
Everyone was laughing.
Yeah.
Everyone... It was all in good, like, fun. Yeah. All in good spirit. And Alex knows how to, like, handle it.
Yeah, no, he totally does.
But it was... I just loved... I loved it. And then, like, Alex shined a light at me. And he was like, what, you don't believe me? Like, no. It was awesome. And then you go into this little old church, which is a real...
Oh, I know. That's so cool.
Little old church. And you sit in these pews. And there's a reverend guy.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going like, come in, seek shelter. We don't know what beasts may be out there.
Yeah.
And there's a whole spiel about, like, how can we decide who's real and who's a shape-shifting alien. And I loved this because I think if you're not paying attention, you wouldn't catch it. But, like, Alex has plants in the audience.
Yeah.
So, like, everyone's seems like they're showed up for the show. And he goes, I need volunteers. We're going to test your blood, see who's human and who's alien.
Yeah.
And I noticed the one guy who looks like a circus performer. Like, there's one guy.
I wonder if he's a plant.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden they go, he's got green blood. And they're like,
that's awesome.
Hold him. And they rip his shirt off. And the guy's going like, what? And like acting like he didn't expect this to happen. And they put a bed of nails down to test him like they would have done with witches or something.
That's awesome.
Like, if he survives lying on the bed of nails,
yeah,
he's an alien. And I'm like, well, also, he's clearly a circus performer.
Right.
I loved it, though.
Like, he's got a nail sticking out of his nose.
It was so much fun.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It was so cool. And then, again, special effects. They had this giant stilt-walking alien that then... And I think I screwed something up, which is weird, because I just showed up. I just showed up to show up.
Yeah.
But I think Alex wanted me to see a few things. So I was just being polite. Mm-hmm. I was alone.
Yeah.
So I let... At some point, they're like, leave the church. Get out of the church. And I let everybody leave. And then I showed up at the back.
Yeah.
Evidently, what was happening in front of the church is a big stilt-walking alien was out there.
Uh-huh.
And I could hear Dawson going, like, is everyone out here? Is everybody out here? And then I sort of, like, sauntered out last. And he goes, there he is. I think he wanted me to just see it. So
I
think I put him in a position where he had to vamp.
Yeah, right. He's like, oh, gather around for safety.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not gathered tight
enough. Where's the guy? The one guy wanted to see this. And then we went back in the church, and the alien's trying to come into the building.
That's awesome.
It was super fun. And
that's
like,
so cool. I went last year for, it was like a werewolf sort of deal. And it was so, so fun.
It's so fun. And it's so, there's like, I don't know, there's that invisible line of taking the thing seriously and goofing around with it.
Yeah.
So like Alex is, the reason I feel comfortable being like, clearly there was a plant is because Alex would commonly be like this, he'd be like, yes, I want everyone to take a look at this alien. Because the prop was very expensive.
Yeah, right. He doesn't mind, like, breaking the fourth wall a little
bit. Doesn't mind.
Yeah.
That's, like, part of the fun.
Yeah.
But, like, that made it fun for me.
Totally.
Being able to show up and watch all the angles and everything.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. It's, like, the kind of thing where it's, like, this is happening, and then it'll just disappear. Because he's doing live theater walking around this historic village. Like, he's doing two more shows tonight, and I almost just want to be, like... Pop some cameras in the corners.
Yeah, of that church. So cool. Or like a GoPro.
Yeah, it's just so fun and
it really is.
And people loved it. Like,
that's awesome.
Loved it. So just some good Halloween vibes, everybody.
Yeah, good clean fun.
Good clean fun. And Chrissy and I have been hanging out for a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
Allie's been traveling, so Zoe and I have been staying in your home for 2 days.
Yes, it's been wonderful.
Just like crashing over and over.
Yeah, super fun.
Playing the new Alan Wake.
Hell yeah. I think we're going to do that after this, right?
Oh yeah, hell yeah. And Zoe's been dressed like Elsa for 2 days. Her grandma got her a costume. So here's what I think we're going to do, everybody. I think we're going to peace out and happy Halloween to you.
Yeah.
But we did a thing on our demon drive that I think I want to make sure lives on the feed forever. So we're going to play a clip from our demon drive from just a couple of weeks ago. We did an evening live stream with a ton of you.
Yeah.
And a lot of people really enjoyed this game that we put together called the Momster Mash. I'm sure I'm going to explain it in the clip, so I won't be overly redundant.
Right.
But I showed mom horror icons, like Freddy Krueger, and said to her, do you know who this is? And then I played the clips for Kristen and said, all right, here's the real game. Kristen, do you think mom knows or doesn't know?
Yeah.
And it was super fun. I definitely, obviously want to do it again.
Oh, I loved it.
But I'm going to make sure that all these Demon Drive things we did, Kristen and I did little competitions with each other. I'm going to make sure that they're out there on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/@GTTUpod.
Yeah, so you can watch the whole thing.
Yes, but I want the Momster Mash to live on this feed because it's too much fun.
It needs to be immortalized.
Exactly. So enjoy the Momster Mash.
Yes, happy enjoy Halloween. Your Halloween.
I have prepared something for you that I can't really participate in myself anyway.
Okay, because you did it.
Because I did it. I call it the Momster Mash.
Okay, great.
Here's what happened. I, approximately 2 years ago, came up with a game and didn't ever approach it doing it until the other night.
Yeah.
And I said to mom, are you game for me to record you? She said yes for the rights issues.
Mom said that... You guys were hiding something from me.
Yes, it was this. At least this. I don't know. We might be hiding other things. I showed mom 7 horror icons.
Okay.
And I asked her various questions. One, I asked her to describe the physical image of the horror icon without using their name or anything so that we can find out if you can guess who it's a picture of.
Okay.
All right. That's round one.
Sure.
Mom describes a horror icon, and you have to figure out who it must be from her description.
Okay.
Round two is I ask mom that horror icon's actual name, and you have to tell me whether or not you think she got it right.
Okay, great.
Okay?
Yep.
And then round three is what movie is, or franchise is this icon from, and you have to tell me, again, whether or not you think Mom got it right.
Okay.
Okay? So it's amazing. It's the Momster Mash. I say let's just launch right in.
Man, people are suggesting other reality shows, by the way,
no.
in the chat.
No.
Look, if somehow use your mental energy to help me win, if you can do this somehow, because it seems like we all think it would be pretty fun to talk about some crappy reality show.
And Mom is in the chat. Mom! Hello, Mom.
Hello. Okay.
All right. So here is round one of the Momster Mash.
Okay.
This is Mom describing. I think I even say I might double myself in some of this audio because this is round one. But here, just take a listen.
Understandable.
Just take a listen to this, everybody.
Okay.
Can you describe this man without, I guess since you can't say the name, just describe this man.
A very disappointing first date. He has knives for fingers.
Uh-huh.
And really bad skin. It looks like he was in a fire.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good.
And he's wearing a hat because I guess he has no hair.
Okay.
And
that's why people wear hats. A lovely
rugby shirt.
All right, so who do you think Mom is describing?
I think this is Freddy Krueger.
Ding, 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 ding. It is, of course, Freddy Krueger.
Great job, Mom.
But does Mom know his name? She was able to describe this photo.
That's a great question.
Does Mom know this man's name?
Great question. I think she does.
Okay, let's find out.
Okay.
And you don't know this man's name?
No, I don't.
If you had to guess.
I don't know.
Okay.
All right. We're going to move to photo two.
Okay.
All right.
This is a good place to start from.
Right.
That gives me good direction for future ones. Okay.
If I can throw a wrench in the works,
sure.
I will let you know that later in this is all one recording that I've cut up.
Yep.
Later in the recording, Mom does figure out that this is Freddy Krueger.
Okay.
So she does know a few things. This is also considered a warm-up.
Right, okay? Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, does she know what movie this man is from?
I don't think so.
All right. What movie do you believe he is from?
I don't know. I mean, it's something that I have, if I saw it, I'd say, oh, yeah. It's been, maybe in the early 80s it came out.
Pretty good.
I don't know the name of it.
Okay. No.
So yeah, Mom did not know, but she did eventually figure out that that is Mr. Frederick Krueger.
Great.
She even went ahead and said Robert Englund later in this game.
Really?
She did.
Wow.
She did know that Robert Englund was that man.
Huh.
All right, on to round two. Mom is going to describe a horror icon.
Momster Mash.
Let's see if you can guess who it is.
Okay.
His eyes are dead. He has a pallor to his face. And... a little wig.
Yes. You're right. What is he wearing?
It looks like a mechanic's uniform. You know, when they get underneath cars to fix the cars.
Yeah.
It looks like a mechanic's outfit.
So who do you think this horror icon is?
This is Michael Myers.
This is Michael Myers.
He's got a little wig.
He's got a little wig and a pallor to his face. And dead eyes.
Yeah.
Mom called out what Dr. Loomis warned us about back in 1978.
She intuited it.
She's blackest
very intuitive.
Eyes. Oh, I should say, once we finished recording, she looked at me and said, the blackest eyes, the devil's eyes. All right, but does she know his name?
I think she does.
Who's this man?
Michael.
Michael what?
I don't know.
That's it. That's the whole clip.
Who's this man?
Michael.
Michael.
What? I don't know.
I don't know. So that's
amazing.
That's like 50%. That's
yeah.
Does Mom know the movie?
I think she does.
I don't know.
Oh. Just take a stab. You know.
Take a stab.
Yeah, so to speak.
Well, I only know Friday the 13th, Scream. Oh, is it Scream?
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. That's your guess?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this should give you pause about a future round, perhaps.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
On to round three. Mom is going to describe a horror icon. Can you guess who it is?
Yep.
Oh, I've never seen him. Is that a barbell that he has in his hand?
Like he's working out.
Yeah.
What's this face?
This is him at the gym.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen this. He looks like his brains are on his forehead.
Any other descriptions about what he's wearing, his appearance?
He looks like he's wearing a yellow apron and a black tie, like he made an effort.
Yeah, he made an effort. You're right. That is weird. Does he know how to tie a tie? That's interesting.
Well, is he a human?
Yes, he is human. I'll give you a hand. His brain is not on his forehead. That is a mask.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. Who could this be, Chrissy? This is the first really challenging one, I think.
Oh, my God. I'm trying
He's holding a barbell.
I know. I'm trying to really hone in on him wearing a yellow apron and a tie.
Yes, I know. It's a surprise.
What must this be?
Uh-huh.
And he's holding a barbell, and the mask made it appear that his brains were on his foot. William, I don't know.
Okay, let's see. Leatherface!
Oh, okay.
Now, Mom had a great point.
Uh-huh.
He's wearing a tie.
Yeah, he is wearing a tie. That's true. That does. He must know. Well, I don't know. Think about how his family really rallies around him.
That's true. Could they have tied the tie for him or something?
I think so. I think somebody helped.
I did love that she said he put in an effort. Yeah. He put in an effort, and he's got his brains on his forehead. And the barbell he's holding is like a...
Oh, it's like a mallet.
A mallet.
Yeah.
Tenderizer. All right. Does she know this man's name?
No.
So if you had to take a stab at his name.
Grumpy.
His name is Grumpy.
Oh my God.
You were right. She did not know his name.
I don't think she knows the movie.
His new name is Grumpy. And you don't think Grumpy. She knows the movie.
Yeah.
And what movie do you think Grumpy is from?
Snow White.
Right, partial points. Partial points. A brutal new imagining of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
That's right. I mean, those kinds of things are very popular now.
Yes.
With All right. Blood and honey. Okay.
Let's keep up the pace. On to round four. Mom will describe an icon. Who Great. Do you think it is?
His eyes are so sad. They're sunken. And it's like he's moaning. His face is so long.
All right, I think that's good. Who do you think it is?
Ghostface.
Yeah, you got that right. Ding, 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 ding. It's Ghosty.
Oh, God.
But does she know his name?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
Oh, wait, I guess I just ruined it. Do you think Mom knows or not?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
The character name, you know.
I really
You don't need
know.
To know who's under the mask.
It's terrible. I don't know. I don't know. And I'm embarrassed to say that I don't know. I know that this guy is like a fave of yours.
This will get you kicked out of this house. All right. But what movie does she know? Do you think?
Yeah, I think she does.
Okay. You remember she said Michael Myers was from Scream.
I know, but the fact that she just said, I know this guy is a fave of yours, makes me think that she knows it's from Scream.
She worked back around.
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the guy from Scream.
Okay.
For sure this is Scream.
You're right. She got it.
This is delightful.
We are more than halfway through.
Yeah.
There are only three icons remaining in the
Wonderful.
In the Monster Mash.
Wonderful.
What do you think of this? Do you think we could
I think it's awesome.
Pitch this to NBC or something?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, round
this
five.
This is a Tonight Show game if I've ever seen one. Mom's a star.
I agree. Mom, you're a star. All right, Mom is going to describe a horror icon. Who do you think it is?
A man about town.
I forgot.
He looks pleasant.
Yeah, he's a nice guy, right?
Yeah.
Who do you think this is?
He looks like Julius Caesar.
He does.
He does.
That's all you get. That's all you get. He looks like Julius Caesar.
So that makes me wonder if it's like haircut based.
And a man about town.
And a man about town. He's slick. God, I don't know.
What does Julius Caesar look like to you?
He's got the Caesar haircut that George Clooney had in ER, which honestly I could kind of approximate.
Yeah, like a close haircut. Okay.
And maybe, I mean, did the toga make her say Julius Caesar? What?
What toga?
Well, wondering. Julius Caesar would wear a toga. I have no idea.
We've got a guest in the chat from Juliet Norman Bates. And Chris wondered as well, Norman Bates.
Oh, what a good question.
But what
man
do you
about
think?
Town.
You're going to go with Norman Bates?
Because he's like dressed nicely. I think he could. Yeah, I think it could be Norman Bates. Oh, he does have a Caesar.
Yeah, I threw you for a loop because I picked
a man about town.
I picked a picture of Jigsaw with a smile on his face. Now, does mom know? Okay.
No.
Do you have any idea what this character? This is a horror icon. Any idea?
I really have avoided horror.
I know.
I guess successfully.
I'll give you a hint with him. He's got more of like, you know, like sometimes killers are given a nickname. He sort of has a nickname.
Oh, you know, he looks like Leslie Nielsen.
You're right. She had no idea who this was.
I don't think she knows what movie he's from.
Let's find out.
I don't know.
You don't know what movie?
I don't know.
Just name a movie.
Airplane One.
Yep.
Nope. That's a flat out wash on Jigsaw.
My God.
On to round six. Mom will describe an icon.
Yeah.
Who do you think it is? All right. Who's this man?
Ooh. It's a present for you.
Describe him visually.
He has toothpicks coming out of his chin and a cage on his head.
I know who this is. Oh wait.
And a very smart black vinyl outfit.
A smart black vinyl outfit.
Ooh, he has a present for you.
I love that. I'm going to play that real quick. All right, who's this man?
Ooh, it's a present for you.
That's right. It's Pinhead. Ding, 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 ding. Ooh, he has a present for you.
Oh, my God, Mom.
Does Mom know this man's name, Chrissy?
You know, I'm actually going to say yes.
Okay.
I have never seen this man. What I really want to know is what's in the present.
Everyone wants to know. It's actually a big problem in this franchise.
Oh, really?
Take a guess. Take a guess as to his name.
Is there somebody named Robert Englund?
Yes. You've already seen him.
And he was the guy with the razor fingers?
That's right. That's very good.
I think you started very to good. Say his name.
You did?
I thought movie. Bob.
Nope.
Freddy Krueger.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh gosh.
But you already got that one wrong.
I'm killing this.
You already got that was a while ago. So what's this man's name?
Alec Guinness.
Very good. And what movie do you think he's from?
Oh wait.
Was it really?
No.
Oh.
Okay, all right.
I thought it was not impossible she'd heard the name Pinhead in her travels.
I know, because I think that for some reason I think Pinhead had a notoriety.
I know.
Like a big notoriety for a very brief
window. Because it's so crazy. Like, look at this. What the hell is going on? Yeah.
I know. So is she going to figure out what movie Pinhead is
no.
from?
No.
Charlotte's Web.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
No? Okay.
Tell me.
Hellraiser.
That's not so bad.
That's not so bad. And on to the final round, everybody. Round seven.
Okay.
The final horror icon of this edition of the Momster Mash, episode one of the Momster Mash.
Yeah.
Mom is going to describe a horror icon. Can you guess who it is?
Let's see.
Is that The Rock?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
Yeah.
No.
Colanderhead?
Colanderhead. I mean, based on the last one, that's actually a decent guess.
Yeah.
Do you know this man's name?
No, I don't.
Can you describe him visually?
He dresses monochromatically.
That's a huge help to Kristen in the future.
In horror movies.
He wears a lot of dark gray.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a cheerful guy.
There's a really standout thing you're not describing. What's he wearing on his head?
Colander. Hockey mask?
There it is.
Okay, there we go.
Who do you think it is?
I think this is Jason.
It's Jason Voorhees. Colander.
He dresses monochromatically.
What's he wearing on his head? And then she says it so reasonably, a colander.
Colander.
Like I already told you, you know? Does she know this man's name?
No.
What do you believe this man's name might be?
The Strainer.
I like that.
The Strainer. And what movie do you think The Strainer is from? Does mom know it's Friday the 13th?
She did mention that she knows of Friday the 13th earlier in this. However, there's no reason that she would associate him with Friday the 13th. So I'm going to say no.
Yes, I think that's a wise assumption. Let's find out for sure.
I don't know, but there's a cross there. Is he in a graveyard?
This is a Catholic film.
Oh, yeah. In the wide image.
Okay, gotcha.
I had to crop it down for this. In the wide image, you can see like a gravestone shaped like a cross.
Excellent.
He is in a graveyard. He was just revived from the grave.
Oh. Did somebody dig him up?
Yeah.
Like Frankenstein?
Yes, and he's revived with lightning like Frankenstein.
Son of a gun. I don't know the name of the movie.
Son of a gun, isn't it?
Son of a gun.
This is Friday the 13th.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I never would have guessed that in a million gazillion years.
Yeah.
And so ends.
I loved
episode one of the Momster Mash.
I loved that.
Thank
that
you, Mom.
Great. Thank
Shout
you,
out to
Mom.
Kathy Rogers. Thank you.
Yes.
You're a great sport.
Yes, you are.
And this was delightful.
Oh, that was so fun.
It's
William, great idea. Mom, great job being yourself.
Absolutely.
This is awesome.
Yeah, and also it's just amusing to me how What bits and pieces of things that we talk about and explore have filtered through?
Yeah, like the culture.
Yeah. You know?
Or to mom specifically because we're talking about it, you mean?
I guess both. Okay, like what does mom know that we're into / what of this stuff that we're obsessed with does the general public know about, you know? But there you go. That was a fun little game. And again, for no real points or anything like that. Purely
William,
for the purposes of frivolity.
Thank you so
much.
Mash.
Oh, you're so welcome.
That was delightful.
I'm not ready for Halloween to be done. This is the thing. I was getting to Halloween when it's like, oh no.
I know.
It's going to be over now.
Well, lately it doesn't really get cold until like 10 days before Halloween. So it's a little bit hard to fully get into it.
But that's the nice thing about Guide to the Unknown.
I was about to say.
Is that happy Halloween, today's Halloween, but Halloween never really stops.
No, it's Halloween every single week.
In our little universe. So come back. We'll see you on Friday. We'll see you on Monday for our Patreon shows.
Yeah.
And thanks everybody. Have a spooky night.
Yes, spooky night to you.
Until next time, we must travel.
Back to the netherworld go we. Actually, back to the streets to trick or treat. To have fun.
It's time to hit those streets, everybody.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And back to Alan Wake.
Yeah.
Streets, the streets of New York.
Yeah, right.
Figure out a mystery here. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.